My name is Anthony Sturdivant. I am 56 years old. Today's date is November the 20th, 2018. I'm speaking with my daughter, Mariah Sturdivant. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois.
So the first question is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
A little bit about my childhood. I was born in Chicago. I'm the second oldest of four kids, first male born. I have four siblings. My sister Sherry, who's the oldest, my brother Timothy, and then my little brother Maurice. We was raised on the west side of Chicago without a father. And we had a nice childhood.
What was you like as a child?
What was I like as a child? I was mischievous. I played a lot of jokes, giggled a lot, tried to have a lot of fun. Played with a lot of friends, didn't get in a lot of trouble, not a lot of trouble at all. Went to school every day, did what I had to do. Enjoyed childhood, you know, without having a lot of things. We learned how to play with each other and play with the things we were able to get.
Tell me your favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of Mariah. It had to be when her and her sister Angel were little, and I was, the gutter had fell off the roof one winter, and I was going to climb out of the window and out of their bedroom window and fix the gutter. And I had got a rope, and I was going to tie the rope around my waist and around the bed, and I was going to climb out on the window to fix the gutter. So they looked at me like something was gone. They had to be around 5 and 6. And they looked at me like something was wrong. And they asked me what I was going to do. And I said, well, I'm going out here to fix the gutter. And they told me, well, you can't go out there. And I said, well, why not? And they said, because you will die. And I said, well, I'm not going to die. I'm going to tie the rope around my waist. So if I fall, the rope will catch my balance. And they looked at me again. They were like, don't go out there. You're going to die. So I turned around and looked at them, and I thought about it. I was like, maybe they see something I don't see. So I didn't go out there to fix the gutter.
Okay. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
What advice would I give to my teenage self? I would tell myself to work harder in high school. Maybe enjoy things a little bit better. As a teenager, I kind of took things as far as life serious, but I didn't work as hard as I needed to work. I wanted to be a carpenter. I probably would tell myself to pursue that because I still had a dream. What else? Just stay focused on what I wanted to do. You know, life on the west side was a little tough, so, you know, it's easy to get sidetracked. So I think I would tell myself to stay focused and follow what I wanted to be.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories as a child?
One of my happiest memories as a child. One of the happiest memories I have had to be, you know, Christmas Day. We didn't get a lot of toys, but it was just the joy of Christmas. You know, we would go downstairs and it'd be something under the tree, something that we couldn't get all year long, whether it be just the little green army mans and racing tracks and racing cars. Me and my brother shared most of our stuff, so we didn't get a whole bunch of stuff. So we would get a few pieces of clothes and a few toys. But we were happy. You know, it wasn't a lot of material things, but it was just the joy of us being together and being able to open up something. And our mom was happy about that.
Can you tell me your happiest memories of being an adult?
My happiest memory of being an adult. I think my happiest memory of being an adult is when all my kids are together and we're having a good time. You know, and that's kind of rare, you know, but, you know, I always wanted a lot of kids, and just to see them all together and us talking and joking and just, you know, sharing the joy of being around each other, that's probably the best thing for me. I don't think you need a whole lot of things to be happy. I just think that if you learn to deal with each other and enjoy each other, you'll get a lot of happiness from that.
What are you most grateful for?
What am I most grateful for? For being alive. I mean, I grew up in a rough neighborhood. Being able to not get in trouble, staying out of jail, being able to go to high school and go to college and playing basketball and just enjoying, you know, my family. So that's what I'm most grateful for, is just being able to say I survived through a lot of things and being able to have a family that cares about me and love me.
What was I like as a child?
What was Mariah like as a child? You were quiet around people, but you talked a lot around your siblings. It was funny because when you got out in the public, you wouldn't say anything to nobody, and we were a little worried that you were going to be, you know, just be away from people, shy away from people like that, you know, just talking to people. But when we get you home, you was full of talk. So you were a real quiet, shy, nice kid. You know, we had no problems with you.
What is your least happiest memory to me?
My least happiest memory of you, Mariah. I don't know. You know, it had to be when... That's funny, because I can't recall at least happiest memory. Maybe it's when you got lost at the mall, and Merlin was looking for you, and we could... No, this was at the swimming pool. That's right. We were at the swimming pool, and we walked into the place, and you disappeared. And we couldn't find you anywhere. And we were running all over the place looking for you. I started running down the streets, you know, and we were calling your name. And then, you know, we finally found you. You had found some place and fell asleep. And, you know, it was a relief, but we was also upset. But that was my least happiest moment when we thought we couldn't find you.
Okay. What was your most happiest memory of me?
My most happiest memory of you is when you graduated out of high school. I think that, you know, to see you as the last one to graduate out of high school and to make it going to college, that was my happiest feeling. With six kids, you know, it's trying to see all of you guys graduate and move on to college. But that was my happiest feeling, to see you graduate and move on and become your own person.
How has being a parent changed you?
How has being a parent changed me? I don't know, you know, We had our first kid. I was 26 years old. And, you know, being a parent made me realize that I had to do the right thing because I had a family. And as I had more kids, it made me work harder and get a better understanding what life was about. You know, you sacrifice a lot of things so that your family can have things, as far as working two jobs and making sure they get stuff at Christmas time and, you know, just doing the things that you have to do to make sure that they're taken care of and well off. I think that being in a family and having a family, it's all about understanding and sacrifice.
What were my siblings like when I was younger towards me?
Let's see. What was your siblings like? They all loved you. Thing was, they couldn't, you know, as the older ones loved to kiss and hug on you. The two younger ones that's right above you, they love to play with you. You and your sister Angel, of course, are right behind each other, being 11 months apart. And you guys act more like twins than sisters. And you guys love to be around each other. Your brother Anthony, who's 2 years older than you, he's tries to be your big brother. But you all loved each other and loved being around each other. So they all loved you, and they still do.
When did you first find out that you'd be a parent? And how did you feel?
When did I first find out I was going to be a parent? I found out actually through somebody telling me. And I was in shock because I never thought, at first I didn't think I could have kids. And then when I found out I was going to be a dad, I was in shock. Then I was happy, especially after my child was born. He was a boy, and it made me proud to have a son, for one. And again, it made me realize that I had to be a man. So being a man, you have to do a lot of things in order to take care of your son. And I hope that I did my best to do what I had to do.
Can you describe the moment when you saw your first child for the first time?
The moment when I first saw my child, it was a moment of awe. You know, to see a child that you helped make is amazing. It was shocking. It was amazing. It was fulfilling, especially when they tell you it's a boy or whether it had been a girl. You still, you know, you're happy. And again, it made me feel like it was time for me to grow up.
Were you nervous to have a girl?
You know what? Having girls, you know, at that time, it didn't matter. But when I did have a daughter, what happened was we had four boys first. So when my first daughter was born, it was shocking because I just knew it was going to be a boy. We had a string of boys. So when Angel was born, I was thrilled. Never had to deal with a girl before. It was a learning experience, and it just made my heart swell to see that we had a daughter finally. And then when we had Mariah, who is the baby, it was just overwhelming to have another girl to complete the cycle. You know, having two girls in our life when we had four boys was amazing. We were proud, we were happy, We were just overjoyed.
Who in your life influenced you the most when raising kids?
Who in my life influenced me the most? I want to say my grandfather. My grandfather was, I didn't have a father growing up, so I really didn't have a male in my life. Seeing my grandfather, we lived with my grandparents, and my mom, she was there. But seeing my grandfather go to work every day, he was a garbage man, and he would get up every morning at 4:30 in the morning and go out in the winter months of Chicago, and he would pick up those metal garbage cans for 10 hours a day and come home and eat and go right back out there again and never complained. He taught me how to be dedicated and how to be a father and how to be strong. I feel like he was the strongest man that I ever knew, and I thank him for everything he did.
Can you tell me your favorite story of your grandfather?
My favorite story about my grandfather. When my grandfather would come home, back then, you know, we had the old TVs with the turn dials on them. So my grandfather would always sit down with his food. There were no remotes to the TVs. So he would call you in there and he would tell you to turn the TV to each channel so he could see what's on. So you would stand there for 15, 20 minutes turning the TV while he sit there and decide on what he wanted to see. And when he finally decided on what he wanted to see, he tells you to go get him a glass of water, go do this, go do that. And then when you come back, he'll tell you, thank you, dummy. And he didn't mean nothing bad about it, but that's just his way.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a good father, a good man, a good friend. Someone who joked a lot, someone you had fun with, someone you laughed and cried with. I'd like to be remembered as a dedicated person who did everything he can for his family, and someone who, if I made you mad, it wasn't for long. We can always be friends no matter what goes on.
If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
If I can interview anybody from that I wanted to interview, who would it be? I think I would like to interview, maybe my grandfather. I think because he grew up in times where they were picking cotton and they were doing a lot of things that I never saw and kind of never understood till I got older. I think I would like to sit down and talk to him and ask him how he survived or how his father survived or, you know, just making it through life. He wasn't an educated man. He was a man that was able to do a lot of things, but he had to quit school in order to, you know, take care of his family. So I would just like to sit down and talk to him and say, hey, man, how did you do it? And I also like to thank him for that.
Speaking of school, did you enjoy school?
Did I enjoy school? I can say it was okay. When I was in high school, I didn't talk a lot. Maybe not until my junior year that I really started to get to know people. And that's when I started playing basketball. Met friends through that. Went on to college. Enjoyed college. Played basketball there. School was interesting. I could say I did enjoy school. I just wish that I had taken the route that I wanted to take, and that was to be a carpenter.
How would your classmates remember you?
Quiet. How would my classmates remember me? Quiet. Studied a lot. Kind of kept to myself, except for the guys that was on the basketball team. When they did get to know me, they liked me. We joked and played. I think that they would say I was a good guy.
Do you have any favorite stories from your school?
Let me see. I think when I was in psychology, I had taken a psychology class in college. And it was a more modern psychology class where the teacher removed all the desks and had us sit in circles, in a circle. And in that circle, you had to tell your some tragic that happened in your life. At the age of 22 years old, or, you know, younger than that, I have really hadn't had anything tragic that happened in my life. So everybody was starting to tell their stories, and people were crying, and I think the thing that was most interesting, I counted the people and waited on my turn to come, and I didn't go to class when I thought it was my turn because I didn't want to participate in that because I didn't feel like I had a story that was going to be interesting enough.
You went to college, right?
Yes, I went to college. I went to Northeastern Illinois University. I studied psychology. I played basketball for 4 years. When I was in school, that's when my girlfriend got pregnant. I quit school to get a job so I could take care of my family.
Did your high school experience help you through college?
Did my high school experience help me through college? No. The high school we went to, it was more or less, you pass, you moved on. There wasn't a lot of college requirements, courses at the high school I went to. You showed up, you did your work, you passed. Had it not been for basketball, I probably would not have went to college. I did not have any interest in going to college. I knew I was going to end up having to get a job after I graduated out of high school. So when I started playing basketball and the school showed interest in me playing basketball, that got me into college, and that got me through the 4 years of college while I was there. And that's it.
Was there a teacher or a professor who had a particularly strong influence on your life?
Yeah. Was there a teacher or professor that had a strong influence in my life? We had a Black History professor named Dr. Spellman. Good guy. He taught me how to be a strong Black man. Just listening to the way he teach and then talking to him after classes. He taught a lot of us how to, in this society, the things that went on in the past and how to deal with our situations. Like I said, I didn't grow up with a father other than my grandfather. So when I went to college, Dr. Spellman kind of showed me how to be a strong Black man.
And how did you meet my mother?
How did I meet Mariah's mom? We both went to college together at Northeastern Illinois University. It's kind of a cliche, but I was on a basketball team. She was a cheerleader. I would see her at the games, And we started talking. Next thing you know, we started dating. And after dating for a couple of years, we decided to, after college, to move in together. And that's when our first child was born.
Do you have any advice for young couples?
Do I have any advice for young couples? Yes. I always say love is dealing with people's faults. If you cannot deal with a person's fault, then you don't love them. If a person snores, if a person breath stink, if a person don't know how to do certain things and you ready to leave, then you don't love that person. If you're able to deal with that person not making a whole lot of money, or that person snoring, or that person not washing the dishes, or that person not doing the things that you like, then you love that person. Understanding what a person's faults are is a strong quality. And if you get that and learn to do that, you will have a very successful relationship.
Do having children help with the relationship, build the relationship?
Did having children help build a relationship? You shouldn't put a child in a relationship that makes you stay if you're not happy. I feel that having a child does make the relationship strong, but it shouldn't hold a family together, because if you are staying there just because of the child, then the relationship will not be strong. Being in love and loving the person that you're with and loving your family, that should be the strongest thing. But being there just because a child is there will damage the relationship, and it will make you regret being there, because you would think that person is holding you hostage because you have a child with that person.
How do you see your traits in your children?
Let me see. How do I see my traits in my children? Well, we have 6 kids, so I can tell you each trait in each kid that I see. Starting with Lavelle. Lavelle is actually my stepchild, and I do see that Lavelle is dedicated to working like I am. He goes to work every day, no matter where it is. He finds himself a job. He gets out there, and he will work that job, whether it be a temporary job or a full-time job. He dedicates himself to that job. Jason is my firstborn child. Jason actually is the one that looks more like me. I think Jason has a kindness to him that, you know, he wants to be kind. He tries to be kind. He's helpful. He tries to do everything he can for people. Antoine is the third oldest, and he has my temperament. At times, he can get a little aggressive, get a little angry, but he's got a kind heart, and he means well. Anthony, who's the fourth oldest. Anthony is a sweet boy. He does everything he can to help you out. He'll sacrifice saying that he doesn't need just so you can get. And that's something that I do quite often. Angel. Angel is the first daughter. Angel is a joker. Angel loves to play, loves to giggle, loves to just have fun. She can be serious at times, but at times she plays too much. Mariah is shy, quiet, sweet. She doesn't talk a lot, but when she does, she means what she says. She's one of the sweetest persons I know, and she also has a kind heart.
What is your best advice for raising kids?
My best advice for raising kids is, that's a good one, because everybody raises their kids differently. No matter what advice you give, learn the child. See what that child is like. Like I said, we got 6 kids. All of them got different personalities. Don't try to make them all the same. Each child has to learn what they're going to be, and you have to accept that. You have to see what they want and see how to motivate them. Motivation is the biggest thing. You know, you sit down and you listen to them, you joke with them, you talk with them, and at the same time, you respect them. You know, because to get respect, you got to give respect. And as a child, children can see when they're talked down to or disrespected. So my advice is treat them like, you know, like you want to listen, understand, be assertive, be that parent, be that person that they can come and talk to. And let them enjoy childhood. Let them be a child. Let them live life. Because when they get older, times are going to get harder.
Okay, last question, and it's a big question. Who's your favorite child?
I tell them all the time, okay, who's my favorite child? I tell them all the time, the first one that moves out is my favorite child. I don't really have a favorite child. I try my best not to distinguish any child from another child. I do not accept that, because when you start saying someone is your favorite child, the other children don't understand, and then you start troubles. So I don't have a favorite child. As much as they think I do not. I love them all the same. And if I had to pick one, I would pick that child that I think would move out as fast as they can. No, I'm just joking. I don't have a favorite child. I can't say that. I do. I don't distinguish, like I said, none. I don't distinguish anyone from the other. I let them do what they have to do, and hopefully they love me all the same.
Okay. Anything else to add?
Anything else I want to add? I found this pretty interesting. It's the first time I ever been interviewed, and to sit here and talk about the various things that that Mariah has asked me, it made me realize that, you know, I want to say I think I did a good job, and I hope that they think I did a good job. And if I had to leave this earth today, I would like for them to think of me as somebody that they loved and hopefully they'll miss.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. That was a what?
Why would you throw... You ain't even throw it all the way.
What was depressing?
That ending.
Was it really? Was it depressing?
I don't think so.
It take... I didn't stop. I thought I started my stopwatch. How long did we
live? It was 33 minutes.
That's long enough?
Yeah, that's long. It's going to be a lot to transcribe, though, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. And 10 questions was not enough. That's why I had to take your phone.
How many questions did you end up asking? You know?
Probably like...
You looked up questions.
It's on the app.
All right, well, we done. You sure that's good?
You're not better than... Okay.